Hello and welcome back to Dream a Little. This podcast is here to help you communicate and implement kink into your relationship in a healthy and balanced way. I'm your host, Lo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about easing your partner's nervousness about trying your kink because, let's face it, it can be pretty nerve-wracking to try something new. I know this from personal experience with trying, you know, my boyfriend's kinks or, you know, it's just a little bit scary when you're not familiar with something. You feel this fear that you're not going to do it right, or you're going to make a fool out of yourself, or you're going to try something and your partner's not going to like it. So today I'm going to show you how to avoid misunderstandings and how to make your partner feel comfortable role-playing with you. And this is the right episode for you if you've opened up to your partner and they're willing, but they're feeling some nerves about it. And I'm going to help you understand exactly where this nervousness comes from and how you can help ease them into role playing in a fun and easygoing way. So don't forget to stay tuned to the very end because I do have a special gift for you. Quick shout out to those of you who are supporting the show on Patreon. I love you guys so much and you really mean the world to me. To become a patron of the show, you can go to patreon.com/dreamalittle. All right, let's get started. I'll just say this, being nervous about trying a new kink is totally normal. You would be nervous too if someone sprung an unknown kink on you, and maybe you're nervous because the social implications of doing something that's a little taboo, or maybe you're nervous because you don't want to mess up and you don't want to say something stupid. No matter what the reason, it's totally normal to be nervous about trying anything new, especially when it comes to kink. It's hard because there's so many different ways you can do a scene and you don't want to screw it up. At least during a scene, with a play, for example, there are lines to memorize, there's a wardrobe, there's a director. This is like as if you're asking your partner to star in a play with no script, wardrobe, or director. And there are an infinite number of things they can do or say, and they don't know in what order and where to start. And no wonder you are so worried about looking stupid. The fear of trying new things is universal. It prevents most people from trying anything new because I feel like as a society, we're kind of raised to fear failure or look at failure as a bad thing. You know, like in the public education system that I grew up in, I feel like that was kind of the mentality. You know, when you're in school, failing a test is something that's very frowned upon. But in real life, failing is good and it's bound to happen. So you might as well just embrace it. It's good because you learn from it and you get better. And if you don't try anything because you're afraid to fail, you're going to miss out on so many good opportunities. I just want to say too, just to let you know, there have been some major fails in my role playing, and sometimes it feels just downright silly and you do feel a little stupid, but that's okay because this is meant to be fun. And if you're playing with someone who cares about you, they won't make you feel like a total asshat. So one of the best ways to ease someone's nervousness is to get very specific about what you want before you even start. And this is not going to be easy and it's not going to be comfortable, but it just needs to be done. You gotta tell them, and the communication doesn't stop once the scene is over. You have to keep going at it and asking for feedback, like, what did you like about that? What did you not like about that? One communication resource that I talk about all the time and I love to use is a free tool, Tumblr. There is a huge community of people on Tumblr just like you and I who are, you know, living the life that they want to live and actively posting about it. And there are a ton of great resources and lists for learning, and it's exactly what I use to tell my partner about what I wanted. They even have, like, specific people have made lists of ideas you can do or say to get your partner into little space, or, you know, there's just a ton of great resources, and having a tool like this will help take the guesswork out of the equation for your partner, and they'll ultimately feel more confident when they're role playing because they know that they're saying or doing something that you want. So if you leave it too open ended and you don't tell them exactly what you want, it can make it seem like role playing with you is a daunting task, and it's probably not going to come to them naturally. It's going to take some work. So I think it's definitely your responsibility to provide them with the information that they need. There you have it, folks. Those are my best tips for easing your partner's nerves about trying a new kink. I do have a download available as a little bonus for this episode. It's a list of some of my favorite Tumblr accounts that you may want to use as a guide to show your partner and curate content from. You can access this list by going to thelittlelounge.com/70downloads, since this is episode number 70. Again, that's thelittlelounge.com/70download. And as always, I will link to this in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.